This is Stephen Schmidt from the Gazette Digital News Desk, and I'm here with your update for Tuesday, October 19th. It'll be pleasant and sunny again on Tuesday. According to the National Weather Service, there will be a high near 75 degrees in the Cedar Rapids area with sunny skies. A south wind of 5 to 15 miles per hour could gust at times as high as 25 miles per hour. Tuesday night will be mostly clear, with a low around 52 degrees. The Cedar Rapids Community School District saw drops in achievement scores in reading and math at each grade level that took the Iowa statewide assessment of student progress last spring when compared with 2019, which educators say reflects a loss in instructional time last year. The Iowa statewide assessment of student progress is a test taken by students in grades 3 through 11 once a year to measure performance in English language arts, math, and science. Students were not tested in 2020 because of the pandemic. Officials attribute the drop in achievement to loss of instructional time because of the pandemic and the August 2020 derecho, and as both students and teachers have had to adapt to remote learning. A 20-year-old man is in critical condition after being found with a gunshot wound inside a crashed car on Sunday. Police said they were called at 6:37 p.m. Sunday about a crash on eastbound Highway 6 in southeast Iowa City. Officers said the vehicle the man was driving left the roadway and crashed into the median just west of Sycamore Street. The man, who was not identified, was taken to University of Iowa hospitals and clinics in Iowa City in critical condition. Anyone with information about the incident is asked to contact the Iowa City Police Department. Negotiators for Deere & Company and its striking union spent Monday talking without reaching an agreement that would end the 5-day strike by roughly 10,000 workers. Union workers holding blue and white signs, members of the Automobile, Aerospace, and Agricultural Implement Workers of America, UAW, spent the day on the picket lines in Davenport, Dubuque, Waterloo, and Ankeny in Iowa, and East Moline, Milan, and Moline, Illinois, as well as in Kansas. The 6-year contract offer from Deere, which union members overwhelmingly rejected, would have raised wages by roughly 5% over the life of the contract. The proposed deal also limited retirement benefits for workers hired after the contract was ratified. Multiple Deere workers have told reporters that the proposed contract was unacceptable, considering the company's record high profits over the last year. They also have said that they have recently dealt with forced overtime and poor treatment from managers. About 9,000 members of the Iowa National Guard have been directed to get a COVID-19 vaccination, a risk disciplinary action that could include separation as a last resort if they refuse without citing an approved medical or religious waiver. The vaccination deadline for Iowa Air National Guard members is December 2nd, while members of the Iowa Army National Guard will have until June 30th of 2022 to comply. Officials estimate that about 65% of Iowa's roughly 9,000 Guard members had already received at least their first COVID-19 vaccination as of October 15th.